What does the Rashbam hold? What is the Rashbam's position? He holds what? What's the purpose of eating matzah at the end of the Seder? Right, zecher to matzah. Zecher to the matzah deraisa.
I just
want to
clarify. Is it zecher to matzah?
I told you before. What they're doing is, I don't think you guys, what they're doing is like this. They're saying that, of course it's zecher to matzah, right? But now, how do you express the zecher to matzah since it's the same substance that I'm chayv to eat in no matter what on this day? You make it at the end. So they take the chiyuv and make the chiyuv at the end of the Seder. That's the mechanism. Okay? So what? I know. But here, okay, because okay, the Mishnah. What was the halacha midrabanan in the times of the Beis Hamikdash? Pesach. Okay. Now the question, and the Gemara says, "Eim after an achar matzah." So he's learning that to mean. What does "eim after an achar matzah" mean? It means that after destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, what happened? Oh, actually, you don't have to say that. You could say it was always there. In other words, you could say that there was always an idea of I can't eat after my Pesach and matzah, right? And now what we're going to say is, no. I'm sorry, you can't say that. Right, because once the Korn Pesach goes away, the way the matzah was eaten with the Korn Pesach no longer exists. Okay, so what do we have left today? Right, so he says today we have zecher that matzah. Now that makes a lot more. Before looking at the consequence of that, that makes a lot more sense on the surface. Yeah, but why is that a better idea? What's better about the Rashbam's approach? Forget the consequences for now. What's better, just theoretically? Right, it's a better zecher, right? Because the zecher is, there's the fact that I eat it at the end, well, that's also true, but the fact that I eat it at the end, that's a beautiful zecher. I mean, I'm actually having half, forget tomorrow, half of what I was required to have in the times of the Beis HaMikdash at that time, right? The same substance. It's a great zecher. But you understand? It's a great zecher. Right. The problem is that it requires you to now do something very odd, which is to say, like you guys are asking, but I don't understand. There's one mitzvah to have matzah. Right, you can't add another mitzvah that matzah. That's not what he did. So rather, what did the chacham do?
Qualify
the mitzvah matzah to say that the mitzvah matzah should take place at the end. But then, of course, you run to the rush is going to bring down. You run to a simple question. Right, you say al achilas matzah at the beginning of hamotzi, or whatever, at the beginning of your suda. Right, al achilas matzah is on the mitzvah of matzah. What? I'm Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, from the top. Beautiful. Pirish Rashba. Okay, now that can be clear. According to the Rashba, I must have my matzah at the end of the meal. Why? Zecher the matzah, right? Zecher to the matzah eaten with the Korban Pesach. So, to put it in more halachic terms, the Maisa Achilas Matzah at the end of the Suda, right, is Zecher to the Derech Achilas Matzah in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? It is, right? It's precise. Oh, geez.
Very good.
Vizuhi, Vizuhi, keep going.
And this masa that we, this split masa that we eat at the end, the Shem Kova is
right.
Okay, therefore, anu bevarchin al achulas masa brishona. Make the bracha of al achulas masa in the beginning. Afal gav she'en al lenu kova. Even though
that doesn't make any sense, though. But doesn't that sound like gibberish? He's saying. So even though the chovas matzah is at the end of the suda, right? I make my alechas matzah at the beginning. Why? It doesn't make any sense, right? It just doesn't make any sense what he's saying. Mid amar of chitzalei al gami mar. Hold on, right? Dil achar. Right. Le'el gami mar. Mimeno. Right.
After, you know, we filled our stomachs,
so
I can go back into the
bracha. Hilchach mevarach hachavaya bereisha, v'hadar achal. Right, so what do you do? What do you say is, it's the old Mara trick. Meaning, what do you do by Mara?
Say, I'll just Mara by Karpas. This one's a
partial. No, you don't say that, though.
In his world, you would.
Exactly. So when we did it last year, the Mara Sugya. Bishmar. What do you mean? No, we did the whole the Kazayas and Mishmar. We did the Mishmar last year. Bala Matzah, Bala Mora. Yeah. You're terrible. Okay. So what? So you say. So what do you do? So you have. So when you say, when you make hamotzi, you say alchiyatz matzah. What do you have in mind?
Oh yeah, we
right.
Did this. It was like the pillowcase.
Right. The achar
osa matzah.
Right, okay, clear? So according to the Rashbam, right? So I make alachas matzah in the beginning. And I have in mind to include my matzah at the end. Right? Okay.
Why can you make a bracha with a full stomach?
Yeah, don't worry about that. It's a good question. Let's see what the Rashi says though. Well, if he's Hayanira. Okay, beautiful, brilliant. He called it first of all proves our svara. If we're saying all along that according to the Rashbam, that what am I doing? I'm eating the matzah, like zecher, the derech achila matzah that was eaten in the times of Korn Pesach. Well, hey man, then what do you have to have? Get out your maror harosis with your matzah at the end of the meal. What? You understand that? It's a brilliant question. It proves what we're saying. Because if you're telling me it's the zecher derech achila, well, how was the matzah eaten? Guess what? Turns out we have other things that they did back then that we have today. We have maror harosis, right? So you should have all three of them at the end. Can you just finish the paragraph? I'm sorry. Oh, you want to defend him? All right, so let's just get through the whole kasha, though. Okay, go on, Tzvi.
Not definition, just the understanding
of
the
Okay. Valein hayaroy levarach alachiyas matzah. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Right. That's the Rabbanah mitzvah l'ochol b'yachad, right? Fine. Omnam t'mihani. I still have a question. What is it? Lama. So you say. All he's saying is that. So what should be done according to the Rashbam? Eat them all together, and you make alachias matzah on that. At the end. Exactly. So look what he says. He says here, but then he says, I still have a question, right? Lama osin kricha b'tchila. Okay. Yasbik b'kricha achrona zeich l'mikdash. Right, and then the question you would ask is: so, but even the Rashi agrees when you do korech. Right, we know when we do korech. Okay, which also, by the way, you can ask another question, which is makes korech is superfluous. Right, doesn't korech become superfluous in this version?
If you do it at the end.
Yeah, in other words, the right time to do. What? Yeah, in other words, what are you doing korech for then? Or is if you're telling me the whole reason why I do matzah is at the end. And matzah is really zecher derech achila. So what should you really do there? You should really have it with your mara and charosis. But guess what? It turns out we do have a zecher derech achila. You know when? In korech. So wouldn't it be easier just to put this whole thing at the end of the meal?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Hilkach, Nira Lee. Third to last line.
Therefore, it appears to me that this matzah is not the matzah shemayispa. It's the matzah that's zechel pesach.
Right.
That must be eaten on full stomach at the end. Lefisha who zechel pesach yesh litain la dim pesach.
Shelo lachalachareh. Vein sarachim amar b'charosis. Beautiful. So we know the machlokas already, right? We know the machlokas, right? Well, how do you? So what? So you want to defend the Rashbam?
How does this answer the question? Matter of derech achila.
You'd have to say according to the Rosh, I have one zecher to the way the Korban Pesach was eaten, and one zecher to the actual korban itself. That's interesting. In other words, according to the Rosh. The Rosh is going to say the matzah at the end of the Seder really takes on the qualities of Korban Pesach. So now what's the function of Korech? So Korech is there, Zecher, to the way the Korban Pesach was eaten. And the matzah at the end of the meal is Zecher to Alasova, which is really in the Ches of the Korban. Not how it was eaten, but in the thing itself. What about the Rashbam? Is there any way for the... To say, all right, Tosfos and Kuchav on Av, where he says, Bachrona in Berishona lo. Okay. See that? Yeah. Perush.
Perush. Berishona.
Below Achrona. Right. Meaning at the beginning without the end. I have it at the beginning. I have one Kazayas. Beginning and not at the end. Okay? Low. Right.
For example, if one only had a Kazayas to Matzah,
the Leo's Tam Matzah Beviv. And it's better for what? It's better to eat it and Alasova and have the Tam Matzah in your mouth. Aval.
Aval Vadai. This lay Matzah with Kol Sudaso. So,
meaning if I have a lot of matzah, okay, this is very funny. His language, he says, it's better to do what?
Better to eat matzah in the beginning.
Teavon, okay.
Make a bun on it. Alchar kaf is mar sudaso. You'll call it kizayis matzah. And then again, if
what? Yeah, no, it's very funny the way he says it though. The etam matzah b'fiv, right? So it's right. The ikar. This is very funny. The ikar mitzvah. Yeah, but then he says Vigam. The Oso's Kazayas Acharon. Yeah, no, right. So he's saying there's you get the best of both worlds. But he's saying the Iker mitzvah is when? In the beginning. That's why I make Alachas Matzah then. But there's an extra bonus thing of having matzah at the end and not having Tom in my mouth afterwards. Okay. Now he says Vitema. Oh, sorry, keep going. Sorry. Okay, but it's funny. So he says, but let's say you want to say the Iker Mitzvah of Afikoman is at the end. Excuse me, of Matzah is at the end. Right?
This is not a question. If we made a bracha on the first matzah in order to potter
the matzah at the end.
Shemari, aim levarech not to make a bracha at the end.
Means you don't wait until later on when I'm ready. Shalacha shemile krisahu. I already filled up my stomach with it. Aval yachol hu. Levarech l'rishona v'tiftar achrona. Shehi ikar mitzvah. So he uses the precedent from Rav Chisda to say that I can make a bracha in the beginning for something I'm going to eat later on. Okay? To avoid malach resa. So you can even sneak out of it as a bracha issue if you wanted to. Okay? But take a look at the Maharsha. Yeah. Sure. Yes. Yes. We did that last year. Open the Gemara. Okay, look at the Marsha on this sheet. Okay, this sheet. So the Marsha says, he says, he quotes Tosfos, and then he says, "V'chein tzarech lomar hillel da da." Wrote to Lomar, "Dematza de oraisa lehillel ali de kricha." So hillel held that the matza de oraisa was eaten karech. V'hainu b'sofa suda ima pesach. Sheneachal v'sof alasova. And it was eaten at the end of the meal, alasova. Right, at the beginning of the meal, we make the bracha matzah. V'yishu dakte kiven de mitzvahs kricha lehillel haya besofa suda. So you medakte to say like this: since according to Hillel, the mitzvah of korech or kricha takes place when anu she'osin zeichel mikdash kehillel amai anu osin as a kricha konim suda. Why do we do korech early? V'yishu yashiv kiven she'ein mistapkin le'el ima lacha kehillel imav. Right, we're not sure if we pass on a killer or not. Im kein the rabbanon de pliga lea yivatal tam amar shehu rishus es matzah deraisa de kaimelan karava v'shmaitin demara rabbanon matzah deraisa. What's he saying? In other words, the marsha saying like this. We got to read the marsha. He said this. He's saying, what? Why don't you have? Why do you have the korech right then and there? Because there's an additional function that korech is having. It's not just a zecher the korban. More than that, it's zecher the hillel. Because Hillel insisted that your matzah deraisa and your matzah derabanan, well, let's say deraisa, right? Your matzah maror have to be eaten together, okay? Whereas rabbanan, hell no, they're eaten separately. Your matzah deraisa and let's say your maror, let's pretend it's deraisa for now, right? They have to be eaten together, okay? Hillel held The chiyuv of achilas matzah maror was to eat them together.
Without the Pesach?
No, of course with the Pesach. But your yotzi, your chiyuv deraisa maror matzah when they're eaten together.
Yes.
So therefore, if you want to learn like the Rashbam, okay, so what he's saying is that, what he's going to say is like this. What he's going to say is that, so, stop it. So why do we have Karech where it is? Because Karech, it turns out, serves a different function than we thought all along. The traditional way of learning Karech is that Zecher le Pesach. The way Hillel, we're Zecher the way Hillel ate it, to think about the Korban Pesach. Another way you can learn.
Okay.
But there's another way you can learn it. You can learn it that what's going on here, that according to, that when it says Zecher the Hillel, we passing like we're a bunna, which means you have to have matzah mara separately. But we recognize there's legitimacy to Hillel's position, so we're going to have the Karech, the way we do it, nothing to do with Korban Pesach. Okay? We're doing it to show that's the other way to be Yotzi Yochi of Daraisa matzah mara. You have another machlokas between the Itur and the Radbaz. Simple machlokas. The question is, after I eat my matzah, right, so seder, there's an Isser Darabana to eat after that, right? What if I did?
You gotta eat more matzah.
That's a machlokas. So the question is, if I ate after my afikoman, do I have to go back and eat more matzah? So what do you say? What? Right. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. That's true.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it to not have matzah enough or Tom?
It was beautiful. Couldn't even say it myself. Oh, sorry. Sweet. Yeah. What do you want to say? Well, Grossi, say it again.
Is it removing the Tom that's Isser or not having the Tom?
So if the Isser is not having Tom Matz in your mouth, then the moment I eat something afterwards, I must go back. Exactly. Good, beautiful. And what do you say, Tzvi Heimowitz?
Well, now you don't have the Tom Matz in your mouth, so you can eat the Tom Matz in your mouth.
Right.
But it's not the Tom Matz, though. It's just a different food, which happens. So it wouldn't really be the Tom Matz.
Okay. Right, okay, okay, yeah.
Okay.
One point I didn't mention is that the Maharal brings down, which is very popular today, very popular, including brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, which is how many, you have two kazesim of matzah at the Afikoman. Why? Because you want to be Yotze both the Rosh and the Rashbam. So what do? One kazais you have in mind, Zecher the Korban Pesach. The other one you have in mind, Zecher the Matzah. He quotes the Bach also. The Bach says it's Mehudar to have Shnei Kazesim. It's like a funny idea though. Like, so, and then there are others. Well, I want to bring the other sheet to that. But see, it's funny that you have in mind, like, I agree with this stuff, but I kind of think of both. I mean, it's not like, right, there's nothing nicker in your Misa. Just to give that its due, not that I support it, but the Shibbolei Leket does mention an early, and the Shibbolei Leket is talking about Minog Rishonim. He does mention a Minog, then what would they do? After doing Yachatz, they would take the piece of matzah and they would hide it underneath their tablecloth. Why? Because it says, Al Shem Suros Besim Losam Al Shechmam. Okay? So what is that referring to? Okay, one second. So there's actual Minog brought down as well that people would walk around there during their Seder with the matzah. Right. Of course, it's another raya for soft matzah because soft matzah you can kind of drape over your shoulder. This what's going to happen? Like, just fall down. Right. Where the Indian of hiding afikoman come from? Right. So most want to say, there's a concept of the Gemara of grabbing the matzah, all right, and hiding the matzah, but you're supposed to hide the matzah from the kids, right, to get them to ask questions, okay? But they, what? Yeah, what's it? No.
The kids hide it and threaten the parents.
Right.
Standard practice.
But it's not talking, but it's, one second. No, it's different. I don't want to get this to you. But it's, what?